This is episode 23 of Default Radio. This episode was split into two parts because we waited an hour and a half for Enfiri to finish eating his dinner, but he never came back on the show so we could take call-ins. So, please blame Enfiri for having two parts of this episode. Here is what happened at the end of part 1 of Default Radio episode 23.
Yo, 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 what's up? All right, we got like 5 minutes left. Right now, we're fucking taking call-ins. You out there, you want to call up, you got a question, you got a fucking comment, you want to say something to us, you want to yell at Not Theory for waiting until the last minute? 810-223-0003 is the number. While you're waiting, you're going to hear music on hold or a Tool on hold.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to hear. So you want to call up, you want to say shit to us, 810-223-0003. The lines are fucking open. We want you to call in. You better hurry up and do it because we only got a few minutes left.
Did we agree? It's that late already.
Dude, it's 10 to 11.
Oh, man, I just downed 3 pints, so.
Yeah, you know what the thing is, Not Theory, is that here on Rant, we only got an hour, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't decided. We might go longer. So, as a matter of fact, you know what? We're going to go longer tonight. So, for the listeners out there on Rant Radio, we're going to go for a little extra. And if you want to fucking check that out, just go to our website, which I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, which is defaultradio.fucking.com.
Hello?
Hello? Who just called in?
This is Arlene.
Huh? This is Arlene. Hey, Arlene. How you doing?
Hey. Is it just you and I?
No,
somebody
else. Who
you're on a radio show right now. Whoa, we're owned.
Is that...
we got owned, Decoder.
Is that Kim?
Who else is on the line with us?
Well, is this the phone company, or who's calling in?
Hmm.
It's Arlene, dude. She's not with the phone company.
Yeah,
who's Arlene? Is she with the phone company, or are you a private caller?
No, yeah. She's with CB.
She's with who?
I'm with Verizon.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. This is the best Rant Radio show ever.
Who's that talking?
Well... We were using this bridge for an internet radio show right now. We didn't expect any telco people to be coming on at this hour.
For an internet radio show?
Yeah, we were actually just about to leave, so I guess we'll release the call so you guys can have your conference.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We just we came across this conference number a while ago. We didn't realize that the telco still used it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have the bridge. Well, actually, I had the bridge starting at 10 o'clock.
Oh, really? I didn't know you guys went that late.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was only business hours. Okay, well, we'll release this bridge to you now.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Okay, who's there, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the beast. Who is that?
We dialed in to an internet radio show.
Internet radio bridge.
They got our bridge number. They did. They bridge new.
You say special, we code you, and you're not charged for the dialing.
I'm sorry, sir. Operators cannot dial toll-free numbers.
But operator, I know you're going to place that call for me. You want to know why? Because I'm special.
Oh, you didn't say that. I'm sorry.
And now, part 2 of Default Radio, episode 23.
Well, Rant Radio listeners, we have some technical difficulties, so what do we got here, Doug? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Where's Lucky?
I'm right here.
All right, we're not going to take call-ins for fucking Rant.
Wait.
Oops. So you want to catch the rest of this fucking show, defaultradio.com. Click on the link for the DDP hack radio server. We're going to continue the show on there. You're going to... What's the time, Doug? All right, he's not here. Fucking, I got to wait for Not Theory to call me back so we could take call-in. So you want to call in? Hopefully Not Theory knows enough to call me. You there,
yeah,
Lucky?
Hopefully.
Rigel should be calling in pretty soon, too. He said he might call in, he might not.
Oh, that was Doug. I guess somehow the feed got put back into the phone.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, he's working on fucking like 10 different pieces of equipment there, bro.
We're using a Verizon conference with.
Yeah, did you look that up? What we were using?
No, I didn't.
Whoops.
Yeah, apparently they had that conference scheduled for 10 o'clock Eastern.
Well, I should have checked the interweb for conference schedule time. So right now we're on a clean one. Does this mean we're going to start using voice conferences that we run ourselves?
I guess, man, because last thing we need is telco techs coming on and me helping to explain to them that we're in the middle of an episode of Default Radio.
Yeah, so just for our Rant Radio listeners, we're about to fucking get out of here. You can catch the rest of this show on TDP Hack Radio if you're so inclined to hear some more fucking garbage. What you heard right there was the fact that we were on a Verizon conference. Oh, dude, somebody's calling me, I think. Hold on a second.
That's got to be Not Theory.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'll be right
all
back.
Right, Dylan,
talk.
So, like this other was saying, we were pretty much just on a Verizon conference, and, we got the Verizon techs calling in for their, I don't know what the hell they were discussing. Maybe if you guys, you guys don't have the conference number, but maybe we'll call in and listen into that comp later and find out what the hell they're discussing. We're pretty elite. They're owned. But then again, they owned our show, so I guess we're owned. But yeah, hopefully that's Not Theory on the other line. And you guys can go to defaultradio.com to listen to the rest of the stream.
All right, man. I'm back. Yeah. All right. Rigel, did Rigel come here yet?
No, Rigel hasn't came yet.
All right. So just, we
was
lost Rigel.
Was that Not Theory?
Yeah, that was Not Theory. We're going to continue. Here he is right now, Not Theory.
Yo. All
right, yeah, we're going to continue on DDP fucking Hack Radio. Doug, start playing the music. So big shouts to Rigel for being on here, and big shouts to the Verizon techs, who apparently had a conference scheduled at 10, and they were a little early.
Yeah, I checked. There were no callers when I checked. I guess the people saw that we dropped off. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's it. You're going to, radio listeners, stay tuned for Shoutbox with Regan Walker. That's it. Doug, you playing the music? We're out of here. Late.
Hey, fellow phone freakers, this is Royal. Having trouble off-diverting? Just dial 1010-2880 for a fully automated AT&T operator. You don't have to switch your phone service to use this service. It's available from your line right now. No extra bills, no monthly charges, no ANI. Off-diverting the easy way, hassle-free, with 1010-2880. Remember, it's fully automated, so you never have to talk to an operator. Avoid awkward situations such as these.
Good morning. May I help you?
Hi, I'm a noob, but I don't know how to opt-divert. I need to call an 800 number. 800-225-5214.
I'm sorry. 800 numbers are customer dial only. We don't have any way of dialing them.
Operator Kelly.
Opt-divert for me, honey.
May I help you?
Yeah, I need to call an ANAC.
It's an AMAC.
No, ANAC. A-N-A-C.
And the phone number?
800-225-5313.
I'm sorry, sir. Operators cannot dial toll-free number.
Thanks for waiting. Operator Dan.
I need to make a call. I'm a fucking retard.
800 numbers are a customer dial direct only service.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
May I help you?
Yeah, I need to place a call to a toll-free number, please. 800-225-5313.
I'm sorry. Operators are unable to dial toll-free numbers. Operator Alda.
I don't know how to opt-divert.
Operator, may I help you?
I'm having trouble opt-diverting. Can you place a toll-free telephone call for me, please?
What number? There we go.
800-225-5313.
I'm sorry, what did you say at the very beginning?
I'm having trouble placing a telephone call.
I do apologize. Toll-free numbers are customer direct dial only.
Could I have AT&T long distance, please?
AT&T.
To place a call.
Thank you for using AT&T.
Wow, that was easy.
That's right, it was easy. Just dial 1010-2880 or ask your operator for AT&T. You'll get the same thing. 1010-2880. The freaker's choice for diverting.
1010-2880 may not be available from wireless phones, satellite phones, voice over IP phones, pay phones, cordless phones, base boxes, or if you have a block on your line, monthly charges and fees may apply. AT&T is a registered trademark as an Evil Corporation. You must be 18 years or older to use this service. This message is brought to you by Default Radio, www.defaultradio.com.
We're back on the show now.
All right, we're back?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Fucking the second leg of fucking Default Radio.
hopefully no horrible goddamn catastrophes happen on this bridge.
Yeah, right, like Arlene calling in from Verizon.
Yeah, like a shitload of Verizon texts wanting to have a meeting. We should be on that bridge right now. We should just broadcast that and shut the fuck up about it, you know.
Well, that's what I was telling our listeners while you were on hold, was like, you know, maybe later on me and you will hop on that bridge and find out what the fuck they're talking about. Because I was like, yeah, the Verizon text came on talking about, well, then I realized, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck they were talking about.
That's what I'm saying. They might got some lead infros or whatnot. But anyway, yeah, welcome back to fucking Default Radio, second half. Not theory, unfortunately, and this is going to probably piss off the listeners more than it pisses off me, but, you know, he's a human, too. Not theory had to go eat. He said he'd be back, so we're not taking the call-ins just yet. I would love to be taking call-ins right now.
Yeah, we should, seriously, man. You know, Not Theory has been doing nothing but pissing me off all day, Decoder. First of all, as you know, we use that number for something.
Whoa. We don't do anything, Lucky. I think you should stifle. We don't do anything with anything.
Well, we used to use it to listen to RFA shows and stuff like that.
Oh, now we can't, because people calling in will get the tool on hold.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a way? Oh, you know, I never asked him if there's a way to bypass that in order to listen to his mirror of radio shows.
Yeah, I called in to listen to a radio show today, and instead I got Tool. I'm like, I don't want to listen to this shit. I want to listen to RFA.
Oh, man. Well, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get on the interweb and download it.
Yeah, apparently. That's what I had to resort to. But,
yep.
You know, I was just taking my lunch break on work, and I wanted to use that number for those purposes.
Listen to some classic RFA episode.
Then I had to listen to Tool, and a very shitty version of it at that.
Shut the fuck up. Tool is the shit.
No, Tool is the shit, but I mean, it wasn't coming good. It wasn't coming through good on my cell phone.
Oh, man. Yeah, now I'm all fucked up, man. I wanted to be taking call-ins, but, you know, such is life, man. Where the fuck is Natus? Is Natus online? Because I wanted Natus to come on here. Find Natus.
Yeah.
Give Natus. Give Natus this number. Who just called in?
Natus.
Shut the fuck up. Give Natus this number, because Natus had something to bitch about. What's
all
up?
Right,
dude, I called that conference, and there's, like, nobody on there now.
Oh, dude, are you serious?
They all got scared of the default show.
Oh, they're fearing. Verizon, you know, there's a website, verizonfears.com, and today it came true.
Yeah.
Verizon fears, baby.
Dude, that was so funny, though, like... They're like, they're doing some radio show on the fly. Maybe we should go to another one.
Yeah, like they left for us. We could have stayed there.
They're all thinking like Verizon ops are having a radio show.
They're going to be like, go away. This is the Verizon radio hour.
They're having the 411 radio show.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, we could have stayed on there. We could have had Verizon listening in. It would have been awesome. Maybe you had some techs on there that wanted to give out some infos, like the DATU passwords or something.
Verizon ops, you're on Default Radio.
Yeah, from now on, I think we should use different conferences other than ones that the telco likes to meet on.
Yeah.
Man.
But you know what? What kind of shit is that? What kind of fucking telco is having some sort of employee conference on a non-coded fucking bridge? Like, what the fuck is that about? A bridge that you could find easily on the internet.
You know what, though? Like, that was ironic that during the call-in lines is when that happened.
Yeah, as soon as I said take call-ins and boom. You know, this is more of that synchronicity I was talking about. I was actually, on Wednesday, I was listening to Off the Hook, or whatever day it comes on. What day does it come on? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday I was listening to Off the Hook, and as some people know, I'm here in New York, so I get it on the radio, right? And I'm online, I'm talking to Cessna online. And Cessna made a comment about something funny that they said on Off the Hook. And I realized, I was like, dude, they said that like 5 minutes ago, you know, that the stream is on a crazy fucking delay. And literally, 2 seconds after we had that conversation, if anybody listened to last week's Off the Hook, they would have heard that that's what they started talking about, independently of the conversation I had with Cessna. Not to mention, another weird coincidence that happened with Off the Hook.
This is why I think... the 2600 team, I think they have some sort of counter-surveillance on it or something.
They might.
Go on.
But the other coincidence was that if anybody had listened to Wednesday's Off the Hook, Emmanuel called up a number, pretty famous number, 212-867-5309, that has a pretty odd greeting on there.
Yeah, you want to call it up and let our listeners hear it?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Call it up.
Well, I don't have long distance.
All right, I'll call it up. Hold on a second.
I think Decoder's forgetting the packet 8.
This is 212-867-5309.
Hello, Jenny isn't here right now. She's busy listening to Default Radio at www.defaultradio.com, Friday nights at 10 Eastern. Also, be sure to check out the weekly war dial at hbx.us. And don't forget to pick up a copy of 2600 magazine, The Hacker Quarterly, available at most bookstores and at 2600.com. This message has been brought to you by a grant from the Tommy Hutone Foundation and the financial support of listeners like you. And make sure you don't leave your voicemail password on default, like Jenny did, or you might get hacked by Verizon. We never stop freaking for you. Also on the web at www.verizonfears.com. At the top.
Yeah, who just dropped?
I don't know. I think it was Doug.
Okay, hopefully it was. But anyway, yeah, so that's what you get when you call 212-867-5309. Obviously taken over by a fan of the default radio program. We don't know who did that once again. But the strange thing was, for 2 days previous to that, I think it happened on Monday of this past week, that phone had been shut off, and they weren't accepting any calls.
Yeah,
you get, like, the default singular message, and that's not something you can do from the voicemail. That has to be done from the phone. You have to call up singular. You have to tell them, I don't want to take fucking calls. And they play that message, like, we're sorry, the person you're calling isn't accepting calls at this time. Please try back again later. And that shit was like that for 2 days, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, like, yo, man, this fucking sucks. Emmanuel had fucking 3 weeks to call this shit up on Off the Hook. He knew about it. Obviously, he had pressing issues on his radio show that he didn't get to it, you know what I'm saying? And
well,
sure
actually,
enough...
Actually, the reason he didn't get to it was because every time he tried to, the voicemail was full.
Oh, every time he tried to do it, it was full.
That's why I'm saying, you know, maybe 2600 has us under surveillance.
They might have us under surveillance because sure enough...
Maybe they turned off the number to not accept calls so that the voicemail wouldn't get filled up, and then they turned it back on for their show.
Could be. It could be.
Now, I don't think 2600 would endorse anything like that. I don't know Emmanuel or anyone in that crew to be that type of person, but it's just very.
But we mentioned that it was going to be called on Wednesday's Off the Hook. We mentioned it in public.
Yeah, well, on a bridge. But I mean, it was kind of weird that like someone had taken the liberty.
Yeah, it gets shut off so that there's no messages, and the number gets turned on right before Off the Hook goes on the air. Very fucking odd. Very odd. Odd occurrences in the world of freaking. Kind of like Verizon Tech joining our fucking conference, but whatever. Well, it's not really our conference. It's Verizon's fucking conference.
Yeah.
I just happened to find it one day on Google. Whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway, to our listeners out there, we're waiting for Nat Theory to finish eating.
Yeah.
And when he's done...
Not only that, to drive out of Virginia back to New York.
Yeah, right. But once he gets done finished eating, that we promise you that we're going to be taking call-ins. And that's what we're going to do. As soon as he gets back on here, that's all we're going to do for the rest of the show is take call-ins.
And most of them will probably be about how much our radio show sucks because we're so fucking unorganized.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I thought we had it. That would have been a lead show, man, if it wasn't for Verizon fucking it up.
Yeah, not theory of being a Virginian.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. We would have taken the calls. Everything would have went smooth, you know, but whatever.
You know, I heard something about in Virginia, it's illegal to do oral pleasures of sorts.
I don't know, but you could check. Ageofconsent.com might have information like that. I think they might only have information on homosexual sex, but they might also have information on the sodomy laws.
Well, yeah. Well, this was not, you know, heterosexual or homosexual related. It was giving or receiving any sort of oral pleasure. Apparently,
didn't in Georgia they just fucking ban genital piercing?
Yeah.
But only for women. Only for women. It specifically says mutilation of the clitoris.
Yeah. Well,
so whatever. That has nothing to do with phones. So I don't really want to talk about fucking.
Well, yeah, but.
All I got to say is girls with the clip piercing is fun. It's fun. I like it. Everyone should. It's beautiful. Not Theory.
No, Doug.
Fuck.
Sorry. Didn't mean to disappoint you.
This is the third time you disappointed me.
Yeah, I think everyone from, like, Rat Radio ditched and, like, went to, like, DDP or something.
Well, don't be saying that out over the air. Let that be a little secret, man. So if there's anybody, if anybody's on DDP who was listening on Rat Radio, you know, we welcome you. Fucking DDP Hack Radio. You're going to hear shows... that you can also hear on Rant Radio on here, such as Binary Revolution with our good friend Stank Dog, who's been on the default radio program a few times. He was on last week, as a matter of fact, because Lucky was a little bitch and didn't make it.
Yeah. And instead, I was getting yelled at by Screw. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You were at the DC 213 meeting, DEFCON 213, getting yelled at by Screw.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
But besides that, it was a pretty good meeting, actually.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. So now there's the DEFCON 213 meeting on the third Friday of every month, right? Let me get this straight. There's the 2600 meeting on the first Friday of every month, right?
Yeah, now when are the 11-11 meetings?
The 11-11 meetings, the default meetings, are going to be on the default day of the default month of the default year.
What's the default day of the default month?
I don't know yet. I'm sure there's a philosophical argument that someone could give me on what is default.
I guess that's every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every day is defaulted to the day that it is.
Yeah, it's true. I think they're on November 11th of every year.
November
11th. Isn't that when we started the show?
No, we might have. You know, that's another weird coincidence. Kind of like the Lost episode 13 that aired on Friday the 13th, which is the Lost episode that will never be released. Today, episode 23, today is the 23rd. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do remember starting in November, actually.
Yeah, we started in November. We did indeed.
Because Tubal Fly was, like, right on Thanksgiving, we recorded that.
Yeah, we did start in November, most definitely. Thanksgiving was episode 2.5, if you recall.
And we played, like, the next day, Friday or something like that.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Thanksgiving was episode 2.5. We did it on Thursday. We played it on... Did it happen like that? Maybe it was episode 3. I don't remember. Who knows? Whatever the case.
The history of default, I think it could be found at defaultradio.com in the archives.
In the archives.
No, I think anything before like 10 doesn't have a date or year.
Yeah, we don't know the dates. We could probably figure it out.
We didn't think we'd last that long.
Yeah, we didn't
give out the dates on this show.
No, we didn't start giving out the dates until one day I was listening to Binary Revolution. I was like, man, giving out the dates is kind of important.
All right, episode 8 and above is when we have the dates on the show notes.
Though. Yeah, I just figured it would be a little easier for everyone. So yeah, shouts to Stank Dog for giving me the idea and letting me just steal that away from him.
We should just lie and say that our first episode was 11/11/2003.
We could lie because
first
we didn't say the
date. 1995, baby.
We could just flat out lie.
We've been on for 5 years, man.
Yeah, we started this in like 96.
The original host of Default Radio was
somebody.
It was Decoder and someone else, not Lucky.
Yeah, it wasn't Lucky. Lucky was still in diapers then. It was me and Tron.
God, that's going up on this website.
Oh, man. So I don't know, man. Now I'm pretty fucked here because we're sitting here. Essentially, what we're doing is we're killing time while Not Theory is sitting there taking his sweet-ass time fucking eating and enjoying it.
Yeah, he's like, man, this sandwich... The luxury and taste.
Yeah, he's going. Oh man, this
he's is like listening to us on his radio.
Shortwave. Yeah, we got to start doing this on shortwave. We could probably get Rigel to do that. Hold up, he has some sort of FCC crap. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know what I'm talking
crap?
About.
Crap. What the heck?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait. Where is Rigel?
Rigel never came back. I gave him the number. I mean, I could try calling him again, but he never came back. He said that he might not come back. So.
He was like, you guys are unprepared. I don't want
we
to
could give out
my name in this show.
We could give out accidents docs. If everyone wants to see a picture of Accident, probably
on a website.
Most well known for hacksawing the data machine server and being hated worldwide for doing such a thing.
Or like giving out docs to like, you know, keeping his phone numbers on his own computer and
Another thing. Most known by getting rooted and having everybody's information on his fucking hard drive while he was giving out
box.
Yeah, while he was giving out shells to fucking people.
Yeah,
the same box.
For free on the same box. You can find his picture, right? If you go I don't know
make
the exact
URL.
I don't know the exact URL.
I'll make a tiny URL for
no,
you.
No, fuck a tiny URL. If you go to sishackers.net, I'm sorry. .net, syshackers.net, and you click on the right side, there's a little menu fucking thing. If you click on members, you're going to see four people. One of them is going to clearly be marked as Accident. And unfortunately, You might have to do some modification of the picture if you want to use that for, let's say, your avatar on a forum. Because it's about 85K. I want to, so I don't know. I mean, Doug, you should be sending me a small little picture of that, please.
I don't own my own friends. What are you talking about? It's .net, Lucky.
Yeah, syshackers.net. Click on members, and you're going to see accident. Everyone.
I don't know that right now, but I think everyone, I think all of our listeners are going there.
Oh, hopefully. And you can see how cool Accident is. He kind of looks like a less dorky version of what's his name? Jack Osborne.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm getting another call, and I'm on.
Hopefully it's Accident.
On my personal line, so hold on a second.
It's Accident. Anyway, I don't think Accident has Lucky's number. But, Doug, I must say this, that I pointed out that picture to Accident, and he knew immediately that I got it from you. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
he pissed me off. That's why he
Well, I used that as leverage that he sent me a picture of you, bro.
He didn't send me a picture
of
me.
Oh, yes, he did. He scanned it up for me and sent it to me.
Wait. How old is this picture?
I don't know how old it is, but he sent me a picture of you, and I thank you for that, Doug.
Well, you see, you want to know something, though, is that the guy is a retard by always hinting out, like, he'll leak information once in a while, you know, that could, you know, be associated with docs or something, right?
Yeah.
So, Accident's picture is public information because it's on a fucking website.
But your picture is not public information.
No, my picture is not on any website. Well, actually, it is on one website, but I'm not going to say what the website is because it's a dumb bitch that did that, but, you know, but Accident stuff clearly public. You have to search.
Okay, I'm sorry, Doug. I was lying, actually. Accident sent me the picture that was on that website, so he did send me public information. Doug? I think Doug just dropped. I hope the stream didn't drop. Are we still streaming? Somebody send an IM to Lucky.
Yeah, send an IM to Lucky225 if we are still streaming, if you guys can still
hear
us.
Who is that just called you, Lucky?
This is my parents' line.
So oh, okay.
It was just someone from my parents.
You back, right, Doug?
Fuck it up.
Are we still streaming?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
My line doesn't cut out. Myself.
Okay, anyway, like I said, Accident sent me the picture that was on that girl's website.
Yeah. It's not on a girl's website.
I have not checked. He said it was on a website. I have not checked my email yet, so I have not seen it yet.
Hold.
You're cutting out, bro. Get the fuck off the show. What are you doing here, anyway?
Hold
We're
on.
Talking to you. Anyway, Lucky.
Yeah,
I don't know what Doug's on the show. The fuck kind of shit is that? Like I said, since we're sitting here waiting for fucking Knot Theory, I'm going to get this other story that Havoc also sent me. So I want to give a big shout-out to Havoc and the Poland default radio scene. And definitely, Havoc is a fucking lead, dude, let me tell you. He's always doing something or another. But Havoc sent me this story. Another story about, and this is by a guy named Paul E. Kostyu, Kostyu. I have no idea how to pronounce that. And he's from the Copley Columbus Bureau, whatever that fucking is, something in Ohio. And this story is entitled AT&T Plans to Reimburse Customers and Non-Customers for Long-Distance Overcharges, which is amazing to me. I can't believe that they're doing this. I mean, like, I know that they were overcharging everyone. But it says that Ohio consumers have been overcharged $3.95 a month since January for long-distance telephone use by AT&T, even if the phone giant wasn't their carrier. Another guy whose name ends in Y... Okay, this ends in Y-N, not Y-U. Mike Prune, P-R-U-Y-N, a spokesman for AT&T, said the company is close to finding all the customers affected and will issue either a refund check or a credit. Damn, I'm thinking credit. Who's typing in the background?
Bobby.
What are you doing, Doug?
I'm typing an accident.
Yeah, get the line off the show. We don't want to talk to you anymore, bro.
All right,
so fuck, get back to engineering. I know that you don't have to stream for like 12 servers anymore, but still. What are you doing here?
Seriously.
Anyway, Prune said the foul-up, which is a nice way of saying fuck-up. So Prune said the fuck-up has been a nightmare to correct. He did not know how many Ohio customers were affected, but nationwide, more than 1 million consumers were misbilled. See, they say misbilled. You mean fucking overcharged, ripped off, but they call it misbilled. They were misbilled.
Yeah, like Packet 8 misbilling me, which, by the way, Dakota, I logged in and they switched me. I was on unlimited earlier today.
Now they switched you again?
I am now back to Freedom Plus 1 year. After I gave them my credit card number, they switched me to unlimited. and now they've switched me back.
Oh,
so I think
shit.
That was just a ploy to get my card, and they probably tried to charge me $340, but you know, they can go fuck themselves because I changed it back to my PayPal card, which is going to bounce. And,
yes, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Fuck
them. They also sent me an email saying they want $548 to upgrade to a business plan.
Who are they fucking kidding? Seriously.
Yeah.
Who are
yeah.
they fucking kidding?
So I sent them an email back telling them to go fuck themselves, and they're now not getting a dime from me.
What the fuck, man? You've got to be fucking kidding me, man.
And I used those exact words. I told them, quote unquote, "You guys can go fuck yourselves. You're not getting a dime from me."
You know, we're gonna have to make it the mission of Default Radio, and all of our associates to take down Packadate.
Oh yeah, and Silvana Panuncio and David and Kevin.
Let's
and
start
David's
getting these
managers.
People. You know what? This is it right now. This is what I want from the listeners out there. I know that you guys can do it. I got faith. We want personal information of people high up in 8x8.
Yeah, and Santa Monica, right?
Santa Monica, California. We want these people's info. We want personal information of the people who are running the show over there. That's what we want.
We are going to own Packet 8. And
we're going to own them.
You know what? This is the thing, too. Their customer support is piss poor. I want everyone tomorrow, not tomorrow because they're closed
Monday.
On Saturday and Sunday. On Monday through Friday, if you have the time between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific, if you have that time, I would like you to call 888, what the fuck is it, 898 8733, I think it is. Just go to Packet 8's website and get their toll-free support number if that's not right.
Yeah.
I want you guys to call that number every day between 8 and 5 because every time I call, I'm on hold for like an hour. I want everyone that's suffering on hold, I want them to be suffering because you guys are calling them and just bitching them out and telling them what a bunch of fuckheads they are, and try and stay on the phone as long as you can with these people.
Record the calls.
Yeah,
and we'll play them or we'll put them up for download.
Yeah,
with proper credit as to who you are.
Yeah, and I just want their lines filled with you guys telling them how bad of fuckheads they are.
That's it.
And just I want no one to be able to get through the Packet 8 support, and I want them to feel like shit for being a bunch of fucking morons.
But more than that, we want personal information of the people high up in the company. We want their addresses, their phone numbers. We want it, man. We'll get the rest of the information. Just get us the address and the phone number. We'll check it out, and we'll get their fucking life story.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man. Fuck them.
And as you're harassing them, remind them that this is all because you had to fuck with Lucky 225 and Default Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you mention that. They know. They get their emails from Lucky 225 at 2600.com, right?
Yeah, they know what's going on.
Yeah, they know the deal.
They'll know who Lucky 225 is.
Yeah, they know Lucky 225, and they know Default Radio. They know the deal already.
Yeah. So they can go fuck themselves. They're fucking illegal bait-and-switch practices, which we've discussed now on the air. I have documented evidence.
Why don't you call it the Better Business Bureau?
Oh, I plan on it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you should really do. I mean, what they're doing is illegal. If that's not theory.
No, this is Rigel.
Oh, fucking shit. Rigel, what's up, bro? You're like, I don't know, 20 minutes late, half hour late.
Well, I mean, Mike, I got on the phone with Riaz.
Oh, you had shit to do. Good for fucking you. Well, we Not Theory is enjoying a meal right now.
Yeah, he's salivating over something.
Yeah, he said he's going to take his sweet,
juicy something or other.
This is exactly what he said. These were his exact words. I don't give a shit about the listeners. I want to enjoy my meal in peace, so I'm going to take my sweet-ass time. That's what he said.
Are we still on the fucking air?
Yeah, well, we're still on the air, baby. We're going. We are now, we have closed the stream to Rant Radio, and we are now on DDP Hack Radio, baby.
I got a
bunch of people messaging me telling me, yeah, we're still streaming.
Yeah. We're on like a half-hour delay.
Yeah,
so what'd you say, Rigel?
Oh, I was going to say, like, I kind of, like, cut over for, like, half a second after we got off the phone. And, like, I heard Lucky over there talking to Arlene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, oh, we're going to release the line now. And I was like, well, that's probably a good idea. I'll Lucky soon.
Well, you know what happened was that apparently they all left. all the Verizon people left the conference. They were like, oh, they're doing default radio. We better get the fuck out of here.
G.I. Joe says he's been on hold a long time for Knot Theory.
Well, G.I. Joe wants to be the first person. You know, tell G.I. Joe that he's tying up the line like nobody else can call it now.
Is he really on hold right now, like on that line?
If he's sitting there listening to fucking Tool on hold, we should, I don't know, what happened to death metal on hold?
Yeah, right.
I want to know why it's Tool. I think that he, you know what happened was, I think if he put death metal on there, it would just been like static.
Yeah. Tool's good though.
Not
Tool on
problem.
He went to eat. We took too long. I mean, we didn't envision Verizon sabotaging our conference and our show. We didn't envision. We didn't see it coming. I'm sorry.
Well, you say our conference as if it's not theirs.
Well, you know, it's mine because I'm using it. I found it on the internet, and it's more mine than theirs because somebody just gave it to them. You know, all those people on there, they didn't find it. Like, somebody gave it to them. The proper people gave it to them. I found it, so it's more mine.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, we were just talking about that. Like, I was at Relaying, like, how I said that War Games is probably the best movie about computers ever produced.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Some dude at my work. He was like, yeah, it was a movie that was, like, you know, pretty good before I realized that, like, none of that was possible. And I was like, well, what do you mean none of that was possible? I mean, the payphone trick that he used did work when the movie was shot.
Yeah, 84 was the year?
Well, actually, it didn't work because you couldn't call long distance like that, only local calls. He was calling back long distance to his girlfriend.
Right, but, I mean, like, we'll forgive him in that. But, like, the whole point is, like, he did do a trick that did work.
Well, there are a lot of underground computer movies that not everyone knows about. But as for a major motion picture, War Games, that's about it, man. I mean, there's some newer ones. I'm not going to say Hackers, but there's some newer things like Sneakers, for instance. But there's never been anything at let's say, the level of War Games. Now, why the fuck did you even bring that up, Rigel?
Oh, no, so anyway, like, this is what the guy was saying to me at my work. He was like, well, no, not that. He was like, he was like, the government would never have a system like that, like, accessible so easily. They would have, like, no
they do.
And, like, I was just like, are you fucking retarded? And I was like, I mean, like, it's a 10-digit phone number.
Yeah, dude, that's the basis of what we do, is that these are just phone numbers. But I guess I could say secret. They're non-published, non-public phone numbers. But it's still just a 10-digit phone number. You know, it's like when you look at these forums, like, for instance, there's a forum out there. If you Google, what's that Walmart calling card, that fucking Sam's Club calling card, 404-461-9978, is that the fucking number?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever, one of those 9978 numbers, if you Google one of those numbers, man, you're going to come up with this forum where all these people are getting calls from, like, this calling card, and one of the most popular things to say is, my number is unlisted. How did they get it? It's like, it's a 10-digit phone number. It's not like, how did they get it? It's a 10-fucking-digit number.
How did
number.
They get it? It's called they misdial.
Yeah, it's like, watch
and
this.
They got you.
212-458-9254. Guess what? If that's unpublished, I don't know who the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? But I just made it up. You call that person up, they might, how'd you get my phone number? Decoder told me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what the fuck?
Right. Well, another thing, too, is that was one of the projects with the phonebook.org idea, is that if we managed to get, let's say, like, 1 billion phone numbers, we're going to start doing, like, data analysis on that.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe at that point a lot of things will become transparent.
Well,
I mean, like, you've, Dakota, you've, like, long contended about your, what do you call that? The, what kind of scan is that? The officials.
Yeah, officials, yeah. The 99
the officials. Right. And, like, I think, like, those things will become transparent quickly because there's obviously no assigned numbers there.
Yeah, most definitely.
And, I think that we're going to see a lot of that if we manage to get the phonebook.org project off. We should, at some point in time, like, all that stuff should just become transparent.
Well,
like, the whole idea behind these phone numbers is that they're hiding in a seemingly infinite pool of numbers. But once you reduce that to, like, a finite number...
You know where they are. They're right there in front of you.
Right. It's like, it should just become transparent. It should just, like, appear in front of your eyes once we start doing the right... As soon as we start asking the database the right questions, and it has the right amount of information in it, like, it should just be obvious. It should be like, well, obviously there's a block of 500 numbers here that, like, no one's ever found a number in.
So let's just, yeah, exactly.
We're going to call
exactly.
Right now, we're going to call them.
And, I mean, and like how Rigel was saying, like, oh, well, his friend was telling him, like, the government would never leave a system like that open. It's like, dude, fucking the Navy recruit number that's a public number in San Diego. I don't know what the number is, but fucking Scott gave it to me once. He told me it was his number. It turned out to be Navy recruit. They have a Verizon voicemail.
On default.
On default. The password's on default. They actually changed the greeting so that it would say you've reached the Navy recruit line or whatever, but they left the password on default.
Dude, I owned my local Verizon cable cut and restoration department. Same way. I fucking called it, so like the fucking voicemail picked up was like, you've reached, you know, cable cut restoration. You know, we're currently blah blah blah, like fixing some fuck up. So I'm like, oh shit. Like I'm fucking leaving a message, and I was like, huh, fucking do the last four of the phone number, boom.
That's the fucking basis of this show.
Yeah,
like, everything's on default. Like,
yeah, like AT&T Wireless when they checked my credit back when I got my cell phone. I called up their phone number from the credit inquiry on my report, and sure enough, their password was on default.
Yeah, that's the basis of what we do, bro.
And we got people on there because this number shows up on credit reports. People are leaving their socials and,
yeah,
all kinds of
you're
stuff
getting
on
fucking owned, man, because of fucking other people leaving their shit on default. You know what I really like? My favorite is I don't have a term for it yet. I should come up with one. It's not the double default, like 4258675309. It's not like him, if anybody knows the story of double default. But what is a good term? What's a good term for someone who changes the default password that's assigned to them to another default password? Like, let's say if the default password is 1111, and this dumb fuck changes it like a fucking goddamn idiot to 1234. We have to come up with a term for that.
Yeah, or they change it to their birth date.
Well, but I'm saying that, like, if you don't know them, you're not going to know their birth date. But you don't have to know a person to enter in 1234. So what I'm saying is that's another default password. There's got to be, like, it's not a user default, because a user default will be something such as their birthday or their birth year or an important date to them.
Yeah, a date of birth and a birth year is all default because that's only – that limits you to, like, 1,000 numbers.
Well, that's what I understand that, Lucky, but what I'm saying is that's a user-defined default. But we have to come up with a term with someone who changes it to a universal default.
Right. Like, that's absolutely the truth, because a lot of times when I'm doing scans, like, I hit a voicemail box, and, like, you know, you only get three shots. I'm not fucking calling the same number back. Like, I just, like, throw three fucking default passwords at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a few others. You know, you could do 1111, 1234, 9999, 000, last four of the phone number, the whole seven-digit phone number, the whole ten-digit phone number, five ones, 12345, five zeros, five nines. It runs the fucking gamut of fucking default passwords. But what I'm saying is that if a birth date, a birth year, an important date, or something, the person spells their name out on the keypad, those are all user-defined defaults. What I'm saying is, if your default is 1111 and you change it to 1234, we have to come up with a term for that. Somebody suggest one.
Looking at it from the IT perspective, like you can kind of classify passwords or passcodes into like maybe four, maybe five separate categories.
Uh-huh.
You have your defaults, like the universal defaults, like the 1111.
Well, and system assigned.
Yeah, system-assigned default. Even if it isn't system-assigned to your particular system, changing it to any system-assigned passcode is not worth it. Then you have kind of like level two, which is like personal defaults.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like, you know, birth date.
I don't even think that would be level two. I think that level two is a number that usually wouldn't be a default password, but or passcode on a telephone keypad, but that become one, such as right down the middle, 2580, or something easy like 6969.
Yeah,
well, those aren't actual
defaults.
That would be the tier two because that's something that you could easily dial. I've gotten into plenty of things on 6969 or 2580. As a matter of fact, I'll drop a little piece of info for you. Telephonic default, which is something that has been kind of discontinued. We don't really do it anymore. But that phone number, 206-736-1234, 6969 was the password when I called it. And that's how I got that number.
Right.
So I'm just going to admit that flat out because I don't care, you know.
Yeah, it's like the last four digits are a default suffix, and it's got a default passcode.
That's what I'm saying, man. So.
Yeah, and then like I guess like the tier three would be the personal stuff. Tier four would be like seemingly random, and tier five would be exploiting things like using the star key.
You know, I'm getting really fucking sick of these fucking 10-hour episodes. You know,
motherfucker. It's
only
20 to
1 for an hour and 30 minutes.
It's 20 to 12. I just want to take some calls. I know there's people out there like G.I. Joe that want to call in. I know there's people out there want to fucking call.
Yeah, they're hearing Tool for like the 90th time.
Yeah, I mean, fucking out there and you're eating.
Yeah.
I don't care about the listeners.
I don't care about Lucky either. I'm going to just switch it to hold music when he wants to listen to RFA.
Oh, man. But, yeah, defaults. That's what we're based on. So as far as the government system being that wide open, yes, they were then and they are now, and that's just the fucking way it is. It's a 10-digit phone number, you're fucked.
Another thing, too, the group formerly known as the Loft did a presentation for Congress, I think in 99, maybe 98.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that, as a matter of fact.
And their comment was that, like, much of the nation's power grid is easily accessible either through the Internet protocol, IP.
Or through phone numbers.
Phone numbers. And, you know, I mean, like, IP is the same thing. Doing a project to categorize all IP numbers would be a much harder deal. There's way more IP numbers than there are phone numbers.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, it would be much more difficult to do. There have been a couple of projects attempting to do that, it should be noted. I remember reading one of them. And I believe it was based out of Japan. And these guys were, you know, scanning out the whole Internet, basically. And one of the guys who just happened to be logged in on the box, happened to be running TOP, which for all the non-Unix guys, TOP is a program that shows currently active processes.
Yeah.
It displays them in order of, like, their priority, or not necessarily priority, but how many CPU cycles are taking up, effectively. Mm. A short way of saying it. And he just, like, happened to be there, just chilling out. And, you know, the scan's going. And, like, all of a sudden, he sees this random process occur. And, like, totally random. And, after, like, a couple hours of tracking it down, he determined that it was a root. Somebody had actually rooted the box, had then cleaned the logs of rooting it and installed a back door, and it had been clearly automated.
Nice.
Like, yeah, basically, like, somewhere out there, that, like, you know, huge-ass address pool of IPv4.
Yeah, the vast expanse of IPv4, fucking,
a box.
They hit a box that fucking essentially fucking rooted them, wiped their shit, threw in a back door, and that was left.
Right, like, these guys were, like, obviously, like, you know, I mean, if you're going to set about to, you know, scan the whole Internet, like, you're setting about to cause an animosity.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have your shit in order. You know, you're not, like, fucking, I'm on Windows 95, and I'm on my cable modem.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't go out there just fucking with their ass in the air, you know what I'm saying? They went out there protected.
Right, yeah, these guys were knuckled up, and they were driving the grill and shit. And then, like, fucking automated. Like, total, like, automation.
Like, as soon as they hit the IP, that's all they did was hit the IP.
Right, like, they scanned IP on them, like, end of story. And, like, had he not been running the fucking TOP program at the time, would have never noticed it.
Yeah, they would have just not known what the fuck happened.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, there's some fucking scary shit out there. I mean, like, all that computer stuff, all aside, you know, that's one of the things that's a little more interesting about the telephone side, is that on the computer side, I mean, like, regardless of how elite everyone thinks they are, and regardless of how elite everyone is, there are some people out there, you know, like, maybe it's 2, maybe it's 100, maybe it's a couple hundred, maybe it's even 1,000, but they're not talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the people who got, and we've known that from experience in our little group right here, that when some hot shit fucking comes down the pipe, we don't go out and fucking tell everyone. Like, I'm sorry to say, there is some proprietary information. You know what I'm saying? I mean, case in point was fucking, Kevin Mitnick spoofing A&I on Tech TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Case in point. I mean, when did we get that fucking info, Lucky? Like, the next day?
I got that a long time ago. And actually...
No, I'm saying from when Kevin actually did it on Tech TV. We got it the next day, right?
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of which, I just spoke to Alex today, and he blamed that shit on me for some reason.
Well, you know... You know, no. That's not your fault, because we did it. He not only... He didn't just tell you.
Well, he claims that he only told me. He,
well, there was somebody else who should remain nameless who knew about that and said, what, did Alex give that to you?
Yeah,
so unless
exactly.
That person had your phone fucking tapped.
Yeah, not only that, and he was calling it without me giving out the number to anyone.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, which is why...
And Alex is claiming I'm the only person that he gave it to, and he blamed it all on me. He said there's 4 or 5 other sources that said I dropped that number right and left. Now, Dakota,
No. Lucky, this is who you dropped the number to. Me. Natus.
Yep.
Nadis and Avid, and they were working on a program. They were working on a script together.
Yeah.
So they both had fucking reason to have this.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think. Who else was doing that? Nobody.
I never got it.
Yeah, Rigel never even got it. We didn't give it out to that many fucking people.
That's what I said. I was like, I mean, I only discussed it within our group.
Yeah, there are people. There are people who what's the fucking word? Who cross paths with us occasionally. Not necessarily fucking, you know, talk to us every day, but there are people who cross our path that we know, that know us, that had that info. And
yeah.
Everyone else out there who had that shit got it from them. Because I know who I told. You know what I'm saying? I know
who I told. And you know, and this all got blamed on me when I know I gave it to trustworthy people. And, you know, I only called it like 5 times. I told Kevin about it. He told me, you know, hey, don't give that shit out. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, I only gave it out to, you know, you and
me, Nadis, and
I don't remember giving it to even Avid. I think.
Well, remember, we brought Avid in on it.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be dropping names. I mean, I we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't just be calling out the people who were in on it with us. But there were some people.
Saying, it's a group of people that is within our circle of trust.
Had that number.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, that information. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, like, I mean, arguably I never needed it because I have my own man.
We even, you know, I hate to say it, we threw out some disinformation out there, as a matter of fact, just because we saw that the shit was fucking hitting the fan.
We used that technique on default, but...
And we said we were using a different technique. Mind you, we weren't lying to you. The technique we claimed to be using would work. And it does work, and as a matter of fact, we use it now that we can't use the other technique. But we wanted to talk about ANI spoofing. We couldn't give out the info, you know what I'm saying? So we had to cover our tracks somehow.
Yeah.
People were wanting to know. They wanted to know how we were doing it. They see fucking Kevin Mitnick on Tech TV. Wild rumors are floating around all over the fucking net about how he's doing it.
Yeah, which
you know what I'm saying?
Completely false.
Yeah, oh yeah. There were some people who said, I went on to the, while it was up, because it's not up anymore. But on the broken forums, right?
Yeah.
The broken dot fucking whatever it was. But on the broken forums, I went and checked out the fucking thread, because there was a thread on every fucking forum in the world about that shit that week.
5.
The penis is.
0, 3.
Who the hell is calling an
Annie? 2.
The Annie is.
2, 3, 0, 0, 0, 3, 1, 3, 3, 7, 0, 0.
There we go.
Very nice, Rigel.
Yeah, nice. So we're spoofing it still to this day. But as I was saying, there was a thread on the broken forum, just like there was a thread on every forum. And that fucking... Is that not theory?
No, that was me.
Oh, you have to call back in. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nextel, yeah. But there was a thread on the broken forum, and lucky, someone had said, oh, they used the orange box, and they linked to your fucking site.
Yeah, that's what's pissing me off is, you know, and I'm getting associated with this. Yes, I you know, I was the one who got intrigued by call waiting caller ID when it first came out back in 97.
Yeah, but it was one technique to do one thing. That wasn't really spoofing. I mean, it wasn't.
Spoofing the number you're calling from. It's just spoofing onto the box a number. And, you know, back in 97, I was a kid, and I thought it would be very cool to put a number on a box, whether or not you were spoofing it.
Yeah, it was just,
you know?
It's a cool thing. Orange boxing, it doesn't really have that many practical applications. I mean, you did point out in one of your articles one of the practical applications and how to pull off a successful social engineer to make someone think that they were getting a call from that number that you orange boxed while you're on the line with them
by handing the phone to someone else.
Yeah, it's a way to do it. That's one way to successfully social engineer someone into believing that they got called from a number that you just orange boxed. But, I mean, when I saw that on the broken, I just had realized, I was like, man, people are fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? People are fucking dumb. Oh, and it was big letters, too, like, he used the orange box. And it's
but
like, what the...
You know, interestingly enough, when I called the ANAC, it reads off the first 2 digits of my flex is 23.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that.
What's interesting, though, is that I can use that goofy 800 number that you found.
Yeah.
And that cleanses the first 2 digits.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's really weird. Like, to this day, I have no idea what the fuck that phone number is. I mean, it's an 800 or it's a number you can call.
Yeah, that'll take that away. That'll get rid of that. It'll make you a POTS. I think that's what it's for.
What?
Yeah.
How's this work?
Should I give it out?
Yeah.
Okay, the 435-723-9901, where you get a dial tone,
and you could dial an 800 number off of it. 800 only, not 888-877 or 866.
And you have to prefix with the 1, and you have to end with a pound.
Yeah, you have to, yes. What happens is that will cleanse the any fucking ANI, a flex ANI, two digits, II digits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's prefix to 00.
Yeah, it'll set it to a POTS line.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
We need to speak about this after the show.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what it's been doing. The first person, I got to give credit to Murdoch.
Yeah.
I have to give credit to Murdoch because he was the first one that figured that out, as a matter of fact. If I recall correctly, he was the one that figured that out, that he was turning his cell phone.
You're gonna have to get in touch with him then.
Yeah, he was turning his cell phone into a 00 by using that number, if I recall correctly.
And then people would think he's calling from a POTS line instead of his cell phone, even though it's the same number.
Yes.
Right. And if you can add a SIF to it.
That can have practical uses. You know, I'm wondering if there's any way to make it the other way around.
Do the opposite, yes. I was definitely thinking that, to make your home line look like a pay station or a fucking cell phone.
This might be a totally different topic that we might have to save for something else.
Yeah, we might have to look into that. We're still waiting for fucking Knot Theory. I really want to take Collins. This is
what I was going to say about that, though, is that since my flex is 23 on that, I can still get into the T-Mobile systems, despite the fact that my flex is clearly not coming from a cell phone.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I don't think they care about the flex.
Yeah, I don't think they're checking the classification of service.
They're really not. They should be. See, that's the fucking thing. The entire reason that you can spoof your ANI and get into a cell phone. Yeah, not even your real time. Your caller ID, essentially.
Right. Well, your flex and your caller ID.
Yeah. Well, the only
two different things.
The only reason that you can spoof that and get into someone's cell phone if they have it on default settings to let you listen to the voicemail from the phone is because these carriers are not verifying the II digits. Now, this is the thing. The flex digits are there. They're there for a reason. They're there for, as a matter of fact, that specific fucking reason, to know what class of service you're calling from. I don't know how to spoof class of service. You know what I'm saying?
We have that one number that resets it.
Yeah, you could
spoof class of service to a POTS line.
Yeah, that's all we could do, is we could spoof it to POTS line with that 435 number that I found. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as actually a technical spoof would mean to be able to mutate it to whatever you want it to be, you know what I'm saying? And we can't do that. I don't know how to fucking spoof the flex digits. I have no fucking clue how to even go about that. You know what I'm saying? But all they would need for total security on these fucking cell phones is if they were to just verify class of service. That's all they need.
Right.
That's why that shit is there. It's fucking there for a reason. They didn't just goddamn decide one day that they were going to make these II digits. It's not just for pay phones, although that's one fucking major
reason.
Yeah, that's one major reason that these things were implemented, were to deny certain calls from pay stations. But, I mean, if that was the case, there would have simply been two different fucking codes. It wouldn't have been fucking two digits. It would have been one. It would have been like zero for a fucking regular for a phone, and two for a pay, or one for a pay station. It's not. There's a million different classes of services. There's prison fucking phones. There's, you know, operator assistant.
Hotel phones.
There's hotel, yeah, hotel billing by the minute. There's fucking, there's different types of pay phones. There's COCOS and fucking, and Bell-owned, you know what I'm saying?
There's three separate cell phones.
Yeah, there's three separate.
And there's international restricted COCOS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, there's a million, there's not a million, but there's a bunch of different codes. As a matter of fact, if you read on the NAMPA site, they're thinking about upgrading that to three digits.
Oh, Jesus.
To include different codes for whatever fucking reason. You know what I'm saying?
T-Mobile's not fucking using it, and they should, because then it would totally deny me my backdoor to pretty much everyone's T-Mobile voicemail.
Only if they have it on the default settings to allow you to check the voicemail from the cell phone without entering your passcode.
Yeah, let me just say, if any of our listeners out there have a T-Mobile account, what you need to do immediately is call up your voicemail, hit your option 4 from the main menu, and then hit option 8.
Yeah, we told them about that. We told them about it long ago, months ago. We told everyone. If anything that's default, change it. I don't care. If it's default, change it. Because there may be things that you and we don't know about yet that can be exploited by some sort of default, some obscure default setting. You want to change it.
That's exactly why rooting Unix boxes works.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why a lot of these Windows worms are working, because everyone installs Windows to Windows.
Right?
Fucking change that shit. Install it to fucking, like, I love Bill Gates. Like, fucking install it to anywhere other than where you're installing it. A lot of these worms out there are effectively very amateur written, and like, they're going to have hard-coded values in there for, like, cprop / Windows.
Yeah, and if you don't have cprop / fucking Windows, you know what? They ain't going to fucking hate you.
Right, you know, and, like, I remember actually hearing, you know, I wish I knew the guy's name, because I heard this at a speech at DEF CON, like, 8, just completely out of randomness. And I was like, you know, that's interesting, because at that time, I believe I was, like, migrating off of Windows. But I had, on all my Windows boxes, I had always installed it in a different directory. Like, just out of force of habit, I was like, I don't like Windows. It's too big of a word. I installed it in a one-letter directory, so it was easier for me to type.
Yeah, if you're doing stuff from command prompt, yeah, it's just a little easier to fucking have that shit in fucking C prompt B.
Right, like, see, exactly. My program files were installed in, like, C prompt /P. Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just makes life easier. You're doing shit from command line. You're not clicking fucking icons on your fucking user interface every fucking day. You don't want to, like, for instance, me. On my fucking Win2K box, you know how fucking goddamn difficult it is for me to just sit there at a fucking command prompt? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, my computer administrator, fucking my documents and settings, local settings, fuck. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't want to type any of this.
No, I just don't. They want to discourage you from using the command line.
Oh, I know, by doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very good account from NT/2K/XP admin, who is probably one of the forefront in his field. His comment was, like, he always wished Microsoft would just release a goddamn version of their OS without a GUI. Because, like, a lot of the boxes I administer, well, in his case, pretty much all of the boxes he administers, he's actually never seen. So
yeah.
His whole comment was, like, why the fuck does there need to be a GUI running on a box that, like, I will never, ever even see, let alone be able to, like, plug a monitor into it?
That's what I'm saying, man. There's still the fucking GUI on there, whether you're looking at it or not, though.
Right. It's, like, fucking across 25 time zones, and he's just like, great, you know, all these boxes that are fucking ready to GUI. Take it up memory. For no reason.
Yeah, for absolutely no reason, exactly. Well, what's the reason for them? Well, man, you know, whatever. If he's an NT administrator, fucking fine, but...
Well,
there's instances where you don't want to be using Windows. You know, you have these fucking Linux people that are saying you never should be using Windows, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far. For certain applications,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with fucking using Windows. I'll be the first to say it. You may not be taking it from me, but Rigel, who is fucking Unix man number one, can tell you the same thing, right, bro?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm absolutely, like, you know, I don't run it, but that's because I don't like the GUI.
Well, that's just because you don't like the fucking GUI. But you agree with me, though, that there are instances where running a Windows box, there's really no, there's no detrimental fucking,
No, and, like, a lot of people are oftentimes, like, keyed on ranting about it. And, like, to be honest with you, like, I don't, you know, I mean, like, I advocate Mac OS over Windows. But, like,
a lot of people don't like Mac. People fucking sometimes hate Mac worse than Windows, bro.
I know, it's just, like, I don't even understand why. Like, clearly, like, what they need to do is they need to go to a CompUSA around their place. And they need to go sit down behind one of those Macs that they have there.
Yeah, that's what I did, man.
Yeah, and, like, you're just like, oh, my God, like, I can't understand, like, how good this is.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking believe it. I mean, like, I don't really have the funds right now to go buy myself a brand-new fucking Mac, but believe me, if I did, the first thing I would do.
Right.
The first fucking thing, you know, whatever.
There's no GUI that's ever been even conceptualized that's better than the Mac GUI.
There isn't.
I mean, like, it's just so fucking perfect. Like, I remember at Mac Hack 15, the one that Eric S. Raymond spoke at, a number of years ago, I think 98?
Yeah.
Maybe? They had a demo system of Mac OS 10 there. And I was like, all right, you know, I'll sit down at it. And I was playing around with it, and I, like, wrote up this, like, stupid clock application. So it shows, like, an analog clock on the top of my desktop. But it's transparent, right?
Yeah.
And I can see the browser behind it. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I start playing with the browser. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, the clock stays on top. And I was like, it's kind of cool. It's transparent. I can see through it. But I was like, well, what if I want to click a link underneath that clock, you know?
And sure enough, you can.
Right, to click right on through. And I was like, well, you know, apparently somebody did everything correctly.
Yeah, it's just, like, impossible.
It's just like, oh, my God. Like, it just blew my mind. I was like, wow, that's, like, geez, the only best idea I've ever heard.
Yep.
Like, full transparency with click through and always on
click,
top.
Click fucking through. Exactly, man.
And I have heard that there's a couple of applications for...
Is that not theory?
Right? No, it's not. Where is not theory?
I don't know. I really want to take calls, but I also, at the same time, we've been going 2 hours.
Yeah.
How many listeners we got on the stream, Doug?
2.
That's it?
No. Hold on.
You rock, Doug.
I don't know where not theory is. He knows the number, unless he lost it somehow, but he just called me.
Oh, at 23, we had, like, 25, yeah.
Huh?
We had 25, I think. 25 listeners on hold.
Yeah, right? Well, don't worry, because, you know, the more time goes by, the sooner it is that Not Theory is going to call in. So I envision it happening any minute now. And let me tell all the listeners out there that as soon as he calls in, the split second he calls in, we're taking calls. Who was that?
Sorry.
Okay.
Weird going on.
The split second he calls in, we're taking calls. That's it.
Yeah.
So everybody get ready. You have to wait.
Adam, do it.
I've already, you know,
Adam on AIM, and his response is Virginia.
I've already committed to this. We are committed.
Not
I am going
home,
until he gets on here.
Not Theory isn't even home. Like,
yeah, I'm going
home
until he gets on here. I'm committed to this. We've been going 2 hours. This is two fucking shows. I said it a million times how I hate doing long shows simply because I know we have dial-up users that listen that may not want to fucking download 85 fucking megs. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to release, like, Dash 8 on MP3 and Dash Crap on MP3.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what we should...
Doug, start using OGs and Vorbis.
Yeah, but, you know, Rigel, OG, I like OGs. Trust me. I prefer OG over MP3 any day of the week. But it really doesn't make it that much fucking smaller, and it's fucking hard to do.
Well, yeah, I guess on the Linux front. On the Linux front, it's really, really easy.
No, Doug, you were trying to do it on your fucking Red Hat box.
Me and Snake Dog could not figure it out with, like, Windows encoders. They all suck. Maybe on Linux it's easy. I don't know. I'll boot to Linux one of these days and try it out.
Try to do it. Doug, if you could stream down, what was our biggest episode, 23 megs?
Yeah.
If you can get that to, like, 15 megs with OGS, I'll be impressed.
Hey, I'll tell you what, like, I'll be online, like, hopefully next week, and I'll probably have the monitors a couple weeks after that.
Well, good. You could be our fucking OG encoder professional.
Yeah, like, because I know Gen 2. I like to, once again, like, spot out how awesome Gen 2 Linux is.
Yeah, you know, everybody seems to really, really like Gen 2.
I'll check that out. I got a Linux box I've been using a lot more than Windows lately, so I'll go check that out.
Yeah.
Check out Gen 2, because with Gen 2, like, all you have to do is add in OG and Vorbis and your use flags, and then just type it on the command line, or merge lame. And then, like, it will all work for you. Like, I mean, that's how fucking simple Gen 2 is. You're like, you go to, like, your little make.conf file, and then there's, like, a big long list of, like, the shit that you want, like, every program to use if you wanted to use it. And there's, like, a list online of what every, like, little, you know, like, couple words does in there. And it's pretty easy to find. So you just, like, type all that shit. You're like, I want everything to use, like, GTK. I want everything to use X. I want everything to use, you know, like, fucking readline, SVGA, a couple other stuff in there. It's real common. No big deal. And then, like, you just type in, like, emerge in whatever program you want, and it builds it all from source. It grabs all the dependencies for all the fucked-up use flags that you wanted it to, and it always works. It's, like, so fucking impressive.
Nice.
And, like, yeah, I mean, I was a long-time Linux user. I was bouncing around. I started off with Red Hat initially. I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. Which a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Red Hat
That was my first... That's the distro I cut my teeth on back in, like, the 99, which is really not that long ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago, yeah.
I guess it was 98 technically, but it was sort of the year.
Yeah.
You know
I'd like to point out something a little off topic here. Is Lucky still here, by the way?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, fucking Lucky, you were around back with HackerMind. You remember the HackerMind All-Nighters?
No.
Like the fucking 3-4 hour episodes of HackerMind.
HackerMind? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you
talking about? Dude, are you retarded? Do you not know Hacker? Oh, God, you people are fucking noobs.
Dude,
why don't you do yourself a favor, right? And why don't you go fucking check that out?
Speaking of which, speaking of stuff from the past, Blacklist is fucking back in print.
Yeah, and I've been hearing a lot of bad things about this, but we'll get into Blacklist in a second here. Why don't the both of you noobs, fucking Lucky and Doug, go check out HackerMind.net, okay? And just, you know, hopefully
if
some
it's
of
like
our
this,
listeners,
I don't want to hear it.
Some of our listeners know about fucking HackerMind and the all-nighters. I was just thinking, it just, like, crossed my mind that why is fucking this goddamn radio show a fucking all-nighter every fucking week? Like, I really don't have this much time on my hands, but fucking sure enough, I'm sitting here waiting. I'm waiting for nothing. I want to take call-ins. We're going 2 hours. We're going to be going 2 hours plus tonight just because I want to take call-ins. You know, before this fucking show, I was saying, you know, an hour on rant is enough. I don't want to do any more than that. But, you know, some shit happened, and now it's another hour, and we're still not fucking done.
Yeah, arguably, like, give me a month and I'll have the same shit that Not Theory has.
Well, I mean, you guys never, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You don't know about HackerMind?
Well, I've heard of it.
I mean, well, I'm just saying, these, especially Lucky.
What?
Go to HackerMind.net. Do yourself a favor and fucking grab that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Grab all the fucking shows and listen to them. The fuck, man? I'm ashamed now. I'm ashamed of you guys. I really am.
Or something.
Huh?
Like a Duplex is telling me that HackerMind is amazing. Just logged on to say that.
Who said that?
Fuck you, Quarter Duplex.
Yeah, Quarter Duplex knows the deal. HackerMind is fucking amazing. And what the fuck, man? People don't know. As a matter of fact...
It's been an hour, okay? It doesn't take that long to eat.
No, he's calling in. He's calling in. And I've already committed to this. We're sitting here. We're waiting. He's going to call in.
What if he thinks the show is over? He's not going to bother trying.
He'll call me or something. I said we're waiting for him.
God damn it.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
What
did you just say, Roger? I fucking lost my train of thought. You were about to mention something while I was talking about HackerMind.
No.
Blacklisted.
Blacklisted. Oh. Talk about that. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, anyway, I was going to talk about it, but I don't do my decoder impersonations.
Who's on
the bridge? Yo, yo, this is Default Radio.
Anyways.
Your decoder impression sucks.
Sure enough, my Star 69 skills to get Not Theory's cell phone number didn't work because he spoofed my own number to me.
Should have three-way that in, bro.
I fucking pressed Star 69, it starts reading me back my own number. I'm like, wow, this is just fucking great.
The calls came from inside your own house.
I'm calling from your home.
You're going to call yourself back. The party
of a
is
bitch.
Busy. The party is busy.
Yo, not the reason to call in, man. I'm committed. I don't care if you have to sit here and say nothing until he gets here. Because we're taking fucking calls.
We had more commercials to play.
We're taking calls. Yeah, we should have made more commercials. You know what, Doug? Do you have the certain clip that we were going to use and didn't?
What about the Ding Fries Are Done song?
No, I don't want to play Ding Fries Are Done. But you know what I'm talking
about
right?
What about our operator clips?
Oh, we didn't really fucking work on all of them.
What about mine?
We don't have them ready. We don't have them ready, Lucky, but there's something that I think Doug might have ready. It should be about a 3-minute fucking clip of something happening on some other show. Do you know what I'm talking about, Doug? Do you have that?
Okay. Hold on. I have to go grab that.
All right. Let me know when you get it, as long as he has it. All right, Doug has it. So we're going to take a little break in a few seconds here.
You want me to play that, right?
Just let me know when you're going to so I could,
I got to find it. Hold on.
All right, yeah, go find it. You don't have to tell me every fucking move you make. You know what I'm saying?
I am moving my left leg. I am moving my right leg.
Fuck you, bro.
He doesn't have my special clip queued up.
Oh, dude, that's just a clip. I'm saying I wanted to play something a little longer to give us a little time here to do something, but,
stretch my ass.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck, man?
The fuck?
Fucking Not Theory. Just want to take calls. I mean, Not Theory, how long does it take to eat? We're doing a show here.
I'll do it right here.
I just don't know. I don't know, man.
Scared that noob.
I don't know. I didn't want to go this long. It's 10 after fucking 12. It's getting late, baby. It's getting fucking late. I got girls to call and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not free for me to call this bridge.
Yeah, it's not free for fucking Ryan Jalimi. What's going on?
It's free now.
Oh, now it's free. It wasn't free before. Oh, yeah, Lucky, here's your clip.
But operator, I know you're going to place that call for me. You want to know why? Because I'm special.
Hold on, you know what? I got to call back in so it is free for me because Verizon screws you.
All right, well, fucking hurry up, dude. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if Nextel screws you or not.
I just don't know why. Why not? There doesn't let me get it.
How did you know that clip was coming up? What the hell?
Huh?
How did you know that clip was coming up?
What do you mean?
The special one.
Oh, I just know. I just played it, dude.
You don't have the rest of it, though?
No, there's more.
Yeah, dude. She goes, oh, you didn't say that at the beginning of the call. Let me play it.
Oh, dude. No, we didn't have all those clips. But, we have a lot of shit that we didn't really work on. I'm just still sitting here waiting for Not Theory. I'm going to give him 20 minutes. I don't want to do a 3-hour show. I mean, I don't know how. There's a lot of people still on the stream. Maybe I should just judge it by when people start fucking leaving. It's like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
You can start singing a song. I'll probably get rid of everyone.
Seriously, we don't want to keep our listeners waiting. I mean, they're sitting there pissing their pants. They want to get on the goddamn show.
I know they want to, and that's what I'm waiting for, man. I don't want to end it because you know goddamn well that we end it now and then fucking Not Theory's going to call in and be like, all right, yo, we're ready.
Yeah, and not only that, if we end it now, next week our listener base is going to be zero.
That's what I'm saying, man. I want to take calls. I mean, I know it's hard. We're ready to do it, though. We should have done it before, but Verizon owned us. Whatever.
I don't even listen to the show.
We're giving out a government promise that our listeners will be able to call in.
Lucky, what do you have? Do you have fucking call waiting?
Do I have call waiting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Just give out your number and let them call you and just bridge them in.
That's quite okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Come on, do it for default.
You can always change your number later, dude.
Yeah, you can just change your number later.
Your doc's already told.
Yeah, just give out your number, bro. Come on, your docs are out there. What are they going to get?
415.
This is a personal line. It's not like Packet 8.
It's still, your doc's already out there, fucker.
You don't understand. This isn't my docs.
Don't make me drop them.
It's someone else's docs.
Oh, someone else's. Yeah, someone else's. Okay.
It is.
Come on.
Man, it is.
Just give out the number.
Chicken.
Yeah, just a puss. You're just a pussy.
Not giving out this number.
Just a pussy, whatever.
If you were a real man, you would.
All right, Roger, why don't you give out yours then?
Yeah, Roger.
Because next time's three-way is...
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, always an excuse from Rigel.
Yep.
Well, dude, it's not really my excuse. It's just the fact that next time...
What about you, Dakota? You got a...
I have my three-way turned off, and I'd have to hang up and everything and turn it back on.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't three-way long distance, and I'd have to call them back and fucking
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, what are you gonna do? No, you could have just hung up and whatever. Never mind. Whatever.
Anyway,
it ain't gonna work. I don't know, man. Now I'm kind of like losing my faith and not there. I don't know if he's gonna ever be back.
Yeah.
All right, I got the clip.
All right, fucking, we're gonna take a little break here. We're not leaving. We're not going anywhere. We'll be
play the whole thing, even though when he screws up, then...
Yeah, play the whole thing. Play the whole thing. We'll be right back.
And play it on the bridge, too, I want to hear.
Yeah, play it on the bridge, too.
I can't.
Okay, whatever. Well, yeah, to our listeners, we'll be back in a few minutes. We got some shit to discuss. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Is that what you said, Doug?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
All right, play the fucking clip. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay, we have... thanks for that call, by the way. We have a late-breaking bulletin here. And you might recall a few weeks ago we talked about a telephone number that was being marketed on the net. Very valuable phone numbers. Anybody remember what that number was?
867-5309.
That's right, from the song. And somebody was actually selling that number here in New York City for $80,000.
Or trying to.
Trying to, yes. apparently somebody bought it. But, listen to this.
Then the area code and the 7-digit number to complete your call.
Why would I need to do that when I'm in 212? Is there 10-digit dialing in 212?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't dial landlines in 212 anymore. Isn't that something? Okay, hang on. We have so many people calling in, I can't get a line out. Okay. There we go. Hopefully we can still get through.
Hello, Jenny isn't here right now. She's busy listening to Default Radio at www.defaultradio.com, Friday nights at 10 Eastern. Also, be sure to check out the weekly war dial at hbx.us. And don't forget to pick up a copy of 2600 magazine, The Hacker Quarterly, available at most bookstores and at 2600.com. This message has been brought to you by a grant from the Tommy Hutone Foundation and the financial support of listeners like you. And make sure you don't leave your voicemail password on default, like Jenny did, or you might get hacked by Verizon. We never stop seeking for you. Also on the web at www.verizonfierce.com. At the tone,
okay.
Record your message.
Wait, we should leave a message?
I think we should walk away as quickly as we can. Okay, just for the record, we had nothing to do with that, all right? Apparently one of our listeners figured out how to do this. And this $80,000 purchase, which I assume was made, I heard somebody bought it for $80,000. Apparently they just routed it to a voicemail system and left it on the default password. And, well, you heard what happened. Yeah, that's 867-5309. The saga continues. All right.
I really think we should have left them a voicemail, though.
I'm sure they're getting tons of them right now. I'm sure they're listening, too, so consider this a big voicemail that we're leaving right now. Well done, well done, but we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, come up to us at the conference, at the Fifth Hope, and say hello. We'd love to know...
Yeah, stick a bag over your head so nobody will know who you are.
Wear a balaclava, as long as it's not red.
That worked very well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's why I'm unemployed. But anyway, let's go on.
And we're back. All right, and we're back. Yeah, whatever. I think we're back. Yeah, so you just heard some shit from Off the Hook. We weren't going to play that, but since... It's like fucking whatever time it is. We just decided to do it anyway. Now, right now, I actually have a plan. Since Not Theory is not here yet, and we decided, we huddled while you were hearing Emmanuel on Off the Hook and a couple other people.
I just grabbed a fucking muffin. And started.
Yeah, I'm about to go get a Kit Kat.
yeah.
And basically, what we're going to do is, since we can't... take call-ins just yet. Hopefully we'll be able to if Matt Theory ever fucking gets here. It's been an hour and 20 minutes. He might have went out to eat. Who knows what happened. But if Matt Theory ever gets here, we're going to take the call-ins. But for now, instead of taking call-ins, we're going to make some call-outs. So if we have your docs and you're listening, you're probably going to get called. Who should we start with, Lucky? Should we call...
Lucky,
you're on AIM. Fucking up. If any fucking person wants to AIM Lucky with their phone...
Yeah, if anybody wants to IM Lucky, I mean, we're not going to own you. We're just going to call you. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody wants to IM Lucky with their phone number, you want to be on default, fucking just give out your number. We'll call you. These are our call-outs. But first, Lucky, I don't know, do you want to call... you want to call Waz?
What time is it, Pacific?
It's like 9:15.
Yeah, let's give Waz a call.
All right, get Waz in the line. See if we could talk to him. Rigel, you could, you know, tell him about how much you fucking love him and everything else.
Yeah, I'll keep my mouth shut.
What, you don't like Waz now all of a sudden?
No, remember, like, the whole...
do you want to call him out on that? Live on the air?
No, I'm definitely...
I have no vested interest in what fucking Waz thinks of us.
No. Yeah, I really wanted to know how his trip to Australia went.
Oh, well, you could just ask him that. You can ask him. Waz is apparently going to be a keynote speaker at Hope, I believe. If I have my information correct, somebody mentioned that in the IRC thingy, in some sort of IRC channel I was on. I forgot where.
Oh, and Kirst says if his phone rings, he'll kill us. So he's next.
Okay, so Kirst, we're going to call Kirst in a few minutes. But for now, Lucky,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you give Waz a call?
Because I don't have long distance. That's for you.
Just give him a call anyway, because I don't want to be the one responsible for calling him.
I don't have long distance. I can't call him.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're going to really make me call him. I guess I'm the one who opened my big mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fuck.
Call him direct, too.
You guys sure as hell don't want to give me his phone number.
Shit, I can't spoof.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to spoof. We're going to be nice to him. I mean.
But I wanted to get him to pick up. Roger, do you want to call him?
Yeah, sure, I'll call him.
All right, you should know his number. Everyone knows his number.
I don't get a line anymore, bro.
Yeah, don't give it out on the air, though. I mean, I know it's public, but come on.
All right, Rigel fucking...
Holy, you with me?
Rigel, yeah, I'm going to call you up right now. Lucky, talk about something.
I'm going to hold the show.
Yeah, hold the show. Just talk about shit. You know what you want to talk about, Lucky? I was going to mention this a little later. Talk about what we might be doing at fucking Hope, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll be right back.
You're kind of host, Lucky, goddammit. You're supposed to be talking about shit.
I'm supposed to be talking about stuff?
Yeah, dude, like, fucking, hey, Dakota left. It's fucking all your show now.
Yeah, dude, this is the real default radio,
all right,
goddamn.
You're telling me, I'll do that.
All right, I'll let you guys talk there. Anyways, as Dakota mentioned, yeah, me and Dakota, we might be at Hope, and, I don't know if you guys, if any of our listeners went to H2K2, I gave a little presentation on caller ID spoofing. Which sucked because the setup didn't get done until a half hour into it, so we only had a half hour left to speak. So,
anyway, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, what the hell? I didn't get. I'm in the middle of a. All
right. Yeah. We keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Anyway. So. Yeah. If you guys went to H2K2 and saw the caller ID spoofing panel there, it pretty much sucked.
It didn't suck that bad. I mean, you accomplished what you were trying to do. The people liked it, but it was kind of short. It wasn't really that. What's his name?
It wasn't informative enough.
No. I was going to say that well, Trey fucking did do a good job of informing people about exactly the caller ID protocol.
Yes.
but not necessarily. It was called caller ID spoofing, and there wasn't really that much information on the actual techniques involved, except for the fact that you called TELUS and just asked them to do it, and they did it.
Yeah, and the only spoofing techniques that we presented.
Who's that?
Me calling Waz.
Oh, we're calling Waz.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk after we call Waz.
Yeah. He's not going to pick up. Nobody ever does. Nobody we call picks up. Cursed isn't going to pick up.
It'll kill us.
Waz. Hello.
Hello.
Waz. What the fuck, man?
Apparently I'm still connected.
Come on, Waz, you're live in the air, default radio. We're discussing telecommunications, Waz. We wanted to get you in on this. Son of a bitch, man. Fuck.
Well,
he dropped me right there.
He did?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he fucking say anything, man? I mean, what the fuck?
Well, whatever, anyway.
I'm going to ask him at Hope why he fucking didn't talk.
Whatever.
Yeah. Ask him about his fucking trip to Australia and maybe that fucking $1,300 on planes.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? Is it too late for me to call Emmanuel? It's like 20 after 12 here. Like, I don't
want
to bother the guy.
You can call Emmanuel if you want.
You think? No, I don't want him to get mad at me.
No, you can call him.
Are you sure? He's cool. Does he understand that we might have called him?
Yeah, just talk to him on the other line and be like, look, we didn't know default was going to run as long as it
is. I don't want him to give me shit because I just got an email today about what we were discussing yesterday.
What did he say?
It was from articles at 2600.com, and it just pretty much fucking said, you know, he offered I either can take the subscription or a year's worth of back issues, whatever I want.
Yeah, and a shirt.
And a shirt.
No. He was just doing that. He's trying to help you out, man. Trust me, he's cool with you.
All right. I'm gonna call up fucking Emmanuel. Keep talking about what you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
All
right. So, anyways, at H2K2, we basically only discussed two methods of spoofing caller ID, which was using Orangebox, which, as we discussed on the show tonight, is not a very effective method. And the second method would be social engineering telephone company operator.
All right, Emmanuel's phone is off.
It's off?
Yeah, it rang once and it went to the voicemail.
Okay, well, I keep getting interrupted, so let me continue.
All right, I'm sorry. Just wanted to get that information out there, motherfucker.
All right, well, anyway, so, we basically only had two methods that we presented at H2K2, which was the orange boxing and the social engineering of TELUS. And getting her to change your phone number for you.
But right now, there's a few other ways. There's XML.
There's a couple more techniques that we want to discuss, and we might have caller ID spoofing part two. And trust us, we'll have the setup ready this time.
You know what? I'm thinking about this. I'm kind of just doing some brainstorming right here on my own, and I'm thinking that what we need to do is we need to find, because XML is a big part of this, and we need to find a pay XML service.
Yeah.
That we can get and pay for to demonstrate with.
Well, what was it? Alex set up that one 800 service where, I mean, I know it would cost us $5.
Dude, that's a ridiculous amount of money to pay. I'm talking about something that's a little more reasonable.
Well, I'd be willing to spot the $5 for the show, though.
I mean, to do it once, I suppose. I guess we could do that and explain the actual methods and the script that you got, you know, the tags and everything else.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, we have other numbers, even though Voxia.
We're going to be able to do that. Not to mention the asterisk and a new phone.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
voice over IP and primary.
I'd love to get Natus on here. Did you give him the number yet? Because Natus has a lot of bitching to do about fucking new phone and how he sent them money like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and they have not gotten back to him.
Yeah, that happened. The guy might actually be done with it, to be honest with you.
You think so? He might not be taking any new phone. What about Natus's money?
Well, it kind of sucks to be Natus.
You think? We got this guy's docs, I mean.
Well, yeah, but he's, like, scary.
I don't care.
But no, I was going to say, with the voice XML stuff, Rios is pretty certain that he can write a script to convert that into asterisk.
So you think we can get some voice XML going over asterisk?
I don't know, it's too crazy, might be a little too soon. I'll pressure them into it if you guys are interested. And I can set up...
Are you going to be at Hope fucking Rigel or what? Is this not going to happen?
Not going to happen.
What about fucking Rios and your other boys over there on the project?
No, we're all a bunch of reclusive motherfuckers. That's the reason why I'm only
anyone who ever gets on voice conferences.
Well, fuck, I've heard Rios and fucking Ada on.
Yeah, Ada got himself a girly girl.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, man. I got myself a couple, but I still make it here.
All right. So the point is, we got a few techniques that that we didn't discuss at H2K2 that we'd like to bring up at the Fifth Hope. We'll probably have a caller ID spoofing part two panel.
All right, well, yeah, we will, most definitely, probably. I'm sorry. I don't want to say definitely because it might not pan out. The other thing is, we're still doing these call-outs. Roger, you want to call RBCP?
It's too late.
You think it's too late? Yeah, he got kids. My idea of call-out is not really working too well. So far, nobody's picking up. They know we're doing it.
I called MODOK.
Hey, we didn't call Kirst yet.
Call Kirst.
All right, hold on.
Get him on. I want to get Natus on here to bitch about fucking new phone. It's topical. I want him on. What the fuck? Natus, somebody give him the number.
I got to get Kirst's phone number out of my
somebody, is Natus online? Doug, I know you're hearing us. You don't have to come on the line. Give Natus this fucking number, please. And
actually, if you're willing to DTMF, I can go fucking check the 415.
Natus isn't online, but I'll give him a call.
Give him a call. All
right,
you know, I think he might be in New York right now, actually.
I'll give him a call, though. I'll be back.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to be calling Kirst right now, okay?
All right, man. So we're calling Kirst. I don't think Nathu is coming back. I hate to say it, I don't think he is.
Yeah, I think Fudo was just digging
around. What the fuck, man? What the motherfuck?
Yo.
Kirst!
Yes.
Kirst!
Kirst, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. You're being owned by Default Radio.
Shut the hell up.
We own you. You're the first call out that we made today.
Definitely.
You're third on the list. It went down. Waz, Emmanuel, you. So you should consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I am, Lee.
You're in an elite group right there.
Well, you wanted to call Arby first, but
Well, yeah. Well, that was just a stupid idea.
Nicotine. Give me nicotine.
So, Kirst, you got anything to bitch about before we hang up on you? Because I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Yeah, we're hanging up on you, though.
Not really.
There's something.
He's a bitch, and he made me fucking do a bunch of shit today. It pissed me off. Yeah, man. Decoder, you, Doug, not silly. None of you fucks were around at lunch when I was trying to,
I was, like, sleeping.
I was trying to call just anyone, so I ended up calling Kirst. I was trying to call anyone to bitch at because of not Dilly's phone number being down.
No, we don't want to hear about it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, dude, what about your pocket A bullshit? You already talked about that.
Yeah, we already talked about that on the goddamn show. I don't know if you're out there listening. Oh, yeah, you are, Kirst. Kirst always listens.
Yeah, I was. Well, see, I fucking woke up at, like, 8.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Lucky call be in the middle of me fucking sleeping.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, nah,
you should be out there. You should be out there getting yourself educated and getting ready for a job.
All right, Kirst, you got any shout-outs before we go to the next person on our call out list?
I'd say shout out to Waz for in fucking jobs from fucking Mac, dude. I love my OSX.
We were gonna talk to them about it, but you know, Waz picked up and didn't want to talk. Apparently,
yeah, he was like, whoa, someone's gonna ask me a right click question. Click.
Yeah, we were gonna ask him how to right click on a Mac, but. Just wasn't it wasn't in the cards for us tonight.
You know who we should call next? We should call Accident.
Yeah, I should call Badass.
No, I have another idea actually.
I called Murdoch before I call Accident.
Yeah, I have another idea. So that's it. Your shout out to Waz and Jobs.
Yep.
All right, man. We'll keep listening. We're gonna do more call outs. All right, bro. Later.
Is it really 9:23 Pacific?
Yeah. Do me a favor, Lucky. Give G.I. Joe this number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give G.I. Joe this number.
Hold on one second. I got to find this number, actually.
You still hold.
Oh, shit. I don't know anymore.
I forgot about that. Doug,
if you're out there listening, message me with this number.
Or, Doug, just message G.I. Joe with the number. How about that?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that would work out a lot easier. You don't need a middleman.
I was going to roll over the radio. What is it again?
Nah, yeah, right? It's yeah, we should. That would just make life a lot more interesting than it is right now.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, man.
I really can't believe it's 9:30.
It is. We're about to get out of here. I don't think Not Theory's coming back. It's been an hour and a half. We're gonna fucking end this pretty soon. I just wanted to get G.I. Joe on here because I know he was sitting on hold. You know,
Yeah, and he calls in every week, so we gotta get him on at least.
Yeah, we gotta get G.I. Joe on here. I wanted to take Collins, but I guess it's not gonna happen this week. Next week, definitely. Not Theory will not be in Virginia. We'll be able to do this.
Yeah, being a fucking little biznatch.
What the fuck, man? You know, he tells us he's gonna be back. He should have just said, "Yo, I can't do it. I gotta go." We would have ended it an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. All you listeners would have had to listen to this crap for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, come on, yeah. Our call outs aren't working.
Hello?
G.I. Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Turn your radio down, G.I. Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, I pretty much have to, yeah. Not too bad of a delay, though, now, only 30 seconds or so.
That's it? Hey, we're better off than fucking off the hook or whatever. Anyway, so what's up, man?
Not too much, you know. I pretty much gave up on...
On Not Theory?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I'm a man of faith, and I keep it for a lot longer than I should.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, oh, Not Theory's going to call in here any second. Here it is 9:30.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So I don't know, G.I. Joe, you got anything to talk about, anything to say before we fucking get the fuck out of here at T-Fall Radio?
I wish you were saying, like, Nas could call in and talk about New Phone, because it seems whatever... telephonic service you praise, and that pretty much just goes down the tubes. I mean, back at 8, oh, it's great, and you know, now...
The next day, it's fucked up.
Yeah, the same thing with New Phone.
Well, no one was supposed to talk about
how great
New
Phone is, and then... So you're off praising them, and now, you know, NASA is having problems, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. New Phone has been working for a lot of people, and it's been working really well, and it's been doing a lot of cool fucking shit, and it just seems that...
It just seems like there's a problem that's come up whenever.
Yeah, we mention it, and then they get fucked up.
Well, it should be noted that voice call still works. You just don't get the incoming handy traffic.
Because a bunch of fucking elite hacksaws fucking go out and try to fucking own these companies that we fucking talk about. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, the voice call, you still get the voice call is half a cent cheaper.
Someone else said we can call them if you want to make one more call out.
Do we want to make another call out? Who's that?
Ex-Mafia PL.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea. You messaged me, though.
All right, well, I'm not going to trust just calling any fucking one. Sorry.
Sorry, Ex-Mafia, your own.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
I'm actually giving the book home.
All right.
Like, good luck getting it to me, but like...
Oh, God. Just give it out over the air. I'm sure this person...
I'm just going to give his number out on the air.
I'm sure this person doesn't mind. Doug can, like, mute us for a second.
Doug, mute us for a second, please. Okay. Anyway, everyone heard us say that we wanted to be muted.
Yeah, so we're just going to assume that we're muted. Now, you know what? Never mind. Whatever. I don't know who X-Mafia is. Sorry, bro.
No, I know him.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. It's the same guy I think it is.
Oh, okay. I don't know who he is. Sorry. I don't think he's on my buddy list.
Like Xbox,
he's not on my buddy list.
He's not on my buddy list.
Doug, are we on mute? Fucking give us a sign.
Doug, just
Here's a sign. Cursed. Roll on floor laughing. You're not muted. Is that a sign?
Gotta wait fucking 30 seconds left.
Whatever. I'm not even worried about it. Next time, fucking X-Mafia, you'll be able to call in. We won't have to call you. Whatever, whatever, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is I've had quite enough. It's going on. It's fucking late.
On a final note, while standing on hold listening to default radio, so staring at a blank Google space, you start thinking about many more of the possible meanings of "I'm feeling lucky."
Yeah, we're gonna end on that. So, to all you people who waited around for this past hour and a half thinking you were gonna call in and didn't get the chance and think G.I. Joe is that much leader than you because he just got the number that we're on. Yeah. Blame Not Theory and his overbearing desire to eat food while I'm sitting
here. Yeah,
you
fat fuck.
While I'm sitting here fucking eating a Kit Kat. This guy's eating, like, fucking filet mignon and pheasant under glass or something. He's having, like, an 8-course meal.
He's like, what, Dakota? Red wine and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Dakota, I ate dinner on the fucking show.
I'm just saying, bro.
I didn't notice this. I fucking ate dinner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Anybody, you know, whatever. Whatever, fine. You know, so Yeah, G.I. Joe, you got any shouts?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Fuck it. You got any shouts, Rigel?
Yeah, man, to my fucking brother fucking locked up in North Carolina, XDR, man. Fucking
yeah,
shit.
Most definitely.
Fuck
man.
Up, man. Sucks to be that shit.
Hell's fucking yeah.
Fuck Paul Timmons.
And I guess shouts to fucking Waz now that you have his number and you're going to probably call him every day. Whoops.
I was about calling him back.
For the record, I didn't give you that number, even though like it's recorded for posterity and it's going to be on like 8 fucking websites tomorrow.
Number. I can't really be his real number.
Oh, it is. Lucky, you got any shouts?
Yeah, well, no, I don't have any shouts. I got a lot of fuck yous, though, to pack it 8.
Yep, yep. Sylvana, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Sylvana Panuncio, Kevin, David in customer support. You can ask for him, by the way. If you call tech support, ask for David. Tell him he's a fucknut.
Oh, man. Well, my shouts this week go to, my shouts go to Rigel for being on.
Okay,
you definitely
well,
bring a different element to the show.
Anytime, bro.
No doubt. Fucking,
a better element than not, Derry.
Yep. Fucking. Shouts to fucking Emmanuel.
Fired him.
Shouts to Emmanuel and everybody at Off the Hook, especially for fucking playing a little clip there, giving us a fucking, a little bit of pimping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And for sending out that email to me, most definitely, fucking big shouts, fucking
yeah,
on the ball.
Yeah, Doug's speculating that we got our listeners from Rant Radio. I'm thinking we got it from Off the Hook.
We probably got them from both places. So, yeah, anybody out there, if you're out there listening from Rant Radio on the DDP stream, shoot us an email. Just let us know that. And if you're out there listening to Default Radio due to hearing about it on Off the Hook, shoot us an email and let us know about it.
Or completely unrelated from both, if you just happen to call 212-867-5309 and you're listening to it from that, tell us that as well.
Yeah, Doug, are you playing the music?
I'm
playing Virus again,
Dakota,
right?
Dakota, can you hear me?
Oh, and if you call...
Dakota, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, all right. Mention the email address on the website, because Rant Radio may not know.
What do you mean?
Like, www.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Excuse me. Fucking, if you want to email us, our default mailbox is 1111 at defaultradio.com. Those are the numerals, 1111 at defaultradio.com. My email, decoder at defaultradio.com. Not theory is not theory at defaultradio.com. Lucky is lucky225 at defaultradio.com. Or if you're a lazy bitch, you could also just give it to him at lucky225 at 2600-2600.com. Rigel, do you have a default radio or you, what?
No, Rigel5 at ruba-kai.org or projectnexus.org.
Okay, so Rigel5, now this is the hard part, R-I-J-I-L-V. At Ruba, R-U-B-I, dash, C-O-N, that's a hyphen, .com, or Project Nexus, and if you can't spell N-E-X-U-S,
you're lame.
There you go. So, and G.I. Joe has a default radio, so you can email him, G.I. Joe at defaultradio.com, and you know what?
Actually, Doug, if you want to set up a fucking forward for Rigel 5.
Yeah, give Rigel 5
yeah,
a fucking default radio. I mean, come on.
I will.
And that's it, man. So fucking...
And don't forget our mailing address, our snail mail, if you're such a lazy bastard, but you do have 32 cents or whatever the fuck it is. It's Post Office Box 1111, that's 1111, Guaspi, California.
G-U-A-S-T-I.
Yeah, G-U-A-S-T-I, California, 91743,
dash,
1111.
The default mailbox.
Dead fish.
Oh, yeah. And that's it, man.
Oh,
we're the fuck out of here. Doug, are you playing the music or what?
Yeah, I'm playing the music, but hey, don't forget 484-DEFAULT.
Yeah, 484-DEFAULT is a way to get in touch with us as well. Leave a voicemail
star
in there. Yeah, star 67. Don't forget to do that. We don't want your number. And that's it.
Oh, yeah. Feel free not to star 67 to the 415-867 number. It's not just that.
Yeah. If you're going to call 415-867-5309, you can just pass your number through so you can give it to Rigel and he'll bother you. And that's it. Did I finish giving my shouts? Yeah, you know what? I got to give some more shouts. I'm sorry. Fucking shouts to Stank Dog for fucking doing the show last week when we couldn't find Lucky because he was at fucking DEF CON 213. Shit. Yeah, shouts to everybody who's fucking listening, man. And that's it, man. We're out of here. Fucking as always.
Yeah, we love our new listeners. We hope you'll stay with us.
Yeah, tell your fucking friends. Let them know how fucking horribly fucking screwed up we are.
We promise we'll have a call in line next
week. Yeah,
next
we fucking promise that there will be a call in line next week. Send all hate mail to ntheory@dfallradio.com. And that's it. We're fucking out of here, as always, as every week. Everything is always on default. Later.
*6*7*4*8*4*3*3*3*2*8*5*8*